Hey yo, Spaghetto here, and welcome to Pac-Man 3D. This is a game I found off Game Jolt, and it's 3D Pac-Man. Blah, 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 blah. You can jump with space high enough to spare spheres.
The Beef Boys are back with a brand new show, and this time they're taking on the world.
All right, TJ, the stage is set.
Well, this is a podcast. And we're here.
Nicely done as always, TJ.
this is the third. I can't talk. I said this is the third podcast. The first. This is the first podcast.
Have you ever been on the server ever before? Do you know where you are right now?
Stop talking over me.
Okay, dude. All right. First of all, I just want to give everyone an update. It is now March 10th, and the McDonald's by my house is still playing Christmas music. I feel like it's just permanent at this point.
Why are they still playing Christmas music?
I don't understand.
Lars, you know what else March 10th is?
Mario.
Hello, Mario.
It's Mario Day.
Well, that doesn't relate to Chris. Well, because they're both like fat men in like red outfits. Or?
No, because like you can spell Mario with Mar 10, and it kind of spells Mario.
How does that relate to Christmas music at McDonald's?
I'm just saying, like it's so far out from Christmas that we're already on other holidays. I mean, I know Mario Day is not.
Oh, okay, I get your point. No, you're right. You're backing me up. That's true. Okay.
And we're close to St. Patrick's Day, too, so they should have, like, the Shamrock Shakes at McDonald's.
That's the weird thing. They're advertising the Shamrock Shakes while Sleigh Bells is playing in the background. I hate everything about...
Let's hear those sleigh bells jingling, dingling, dingling, do.
Yeah, that's how the song goes.
That's the traditional St. Patty's Day song.
Yeah, sure. Spaghetti, you said you have some topics, and I'm going to let you kind of just, like, take the reins on that, because... I have a topic in mind that I'm really raring to get to, but I could talk about that for literally the next 6 hours. So if there's anything you want to get into first, let's take the time to do that. Because otherwise, I'm just going to steamroll all over the podcast.
Understandable. Sorry, I'm just a little bit distracted by ding-alongs and ding-alings, but
Wing-dings?
The main thing that's pissing me off still is your Christmas music. And in my fury of rage, I whacked the shit out of my shoulder on the wall. And it hurts so bad.
Wait, you whacked it?
Yes, I hit my shoulder on the wall.
I thought you said you waxed your shoulder and it hurts.
Wait, Spaghetti, you waxed?
So I don't know how loud that's going to be on the recording, but it's going to be pretty loud.
Oh, you just did that?
I just did that.
Wait, why do you wax your shoulders, Tristan? I don't understand.
How do I wax my shoulders or wax
No,
them?
Why do you?
Because he's hairy.
Really?
I like being smooth as a dead baby, you know?
He's a monkey man. He's like,
oh, I was going to say, you always kind of gave me like a kind of a kissy pie twink kind of vibe. I didn't expect you to be like a hairy beast.
I'm actually not. TJ's the hairy one. He scares me.
Okay.
I'm just riffing, man.
Okay. All right.
You know, TJ, you have a lot of body hair, though. Like, it's.
Oh, yeah. Let's compare body hair amounts.
I am actually kind of hairy.
Yeah, this is what the audience wants to know.
How much Jesus. Hair do you have on your ass, TJ?
Do you want to really talk about this?
No. Let's not. Let's get on to actual stuff other than ass hair. I feel like every fucking episode since we rebooted this thing, the first few minutes have just been about dicks and, like, butts.
It wasn't my fault this time.
Yeah, the very first time you said it, you were like, oh... I'm the guy from the Joe Rogan podcast. I talk about jerking.
That was the last episode, not the two episodes ago. It was not this episode.
I think my first line on the episode was TJ has no ass.
Well, that was said
later.
That was
literally the first thing you said in years, Preston. Yeah.
That is amazing. I think that is quite the comeback.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, technically, the cold open I used was a line about you saying that fascism was, you know, okay.
A-okay.
Mm-hmm. And there goes your ad revenue.
Yeah, there it goes. Okay, so is there anything you want to get to, or should we barrel right into it, or what do you want to do?
So, speaking of injuring yourself,
yeah.
Last Friday, I went to a Smash Bros. Tournament. And to give some context, I did not plan on doing this tournament. My old roommate really wanted me to go and just hang out with him and just spend some time with him. I'm like, okay, sure, it's been a while. I should get out of the house. The downside of it, though, is the event started at like 5 p.m., and I usually have to go to bed at like 8 p.m. because I get up at 3 in the morning for work.
Oh, so God.
I am struggling with trying to stay awake during this event, and I haphazardly enter myself into the Smash tournament because people kept asking me to.
How bad did
Wait,
it
hold on.
Go ahead.
I might be detecting some Johns at the moment. I don't know, buddy.
Jaundice?
What?
Jaundice?
Johns. That excuses in the Smash Brothers community for poor performance.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I just wanted to ask you how bad
did it
smell?
How do you play Smash Brothers and not know what that is?
Go away, cat! I swear to God! Sorry.
So you're doing poorly and you were blaming it on outside factors. Okay, continue.
Okay, so TJ asked how bad did they smell. There were two people that smelled horrendous. Not gonna lie. Yeah.
That tracks.
Thankfully, they left within the first hour, so I was so happy. I was grateful. But the only reason I entered into the tournament is people asked me to, since I was winning like here and there in free play. So I was like, you know what? Why not? It might be fun. I win the first round and I'm like, cool. And then the second round, I nearly lose because I'm literally falling asleep halfway through the match. And I still beat the person and I felt kind of bad because he's like over there sweating and I'm literally falling asleep as I'm fighting him. And I kept going in the tournament. And the further I went into the tournament, the more pissed off I was getting because I was so tired.
Yeah.
It's like almost 10 o'clock now and I have to wake up in like 5 hours. To go to work.
So you kept winning, but you wanted to like quit so badly, like you actually wanted to lose.
Yeah, but winning. I didn't want to like lose on purpose because I had 30 people around the screen just yelling and cheering, especially since I'm playing Little Mac, which is like one of the toughest characters to get to recover with.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he has no up B. Yeah.
Oh, I was wondering like who were you maining in the tournament, and you said Little Mac.
Yeah, I was okay. Little Mac. I made it to like the final round and I almost lost the first match because the way the final round was set up is it was best 2 out of 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second match, for some reason, like I got one final burst of energy and I beat the holy hell out of that person. I 3-stocked them and everyone was screaming and lifting me up and cheering and shaking me and slapping me and like hitting me as I won.
Grabbing your ass.
That happened.
Oh, so
too.
This is just a story about how awesome you are this weekend. That's cool though. I can respect that.
And
that's...
one of the other gamers in the room hit me in the face on accident, and then I started bleeding everywhere. Just blood is just coming out of my mouth as I'm being lifted up, and people are screaming and yelling, and I'm like, yeah, and I'm like giving all these people high fives as my other hand. I'm like covering my face, trying not to get blood on everybody. And then the tournament leader, the person running it, was the coach of the esports team. He's like, wait, come back. You gotta pick up your prize. And I'm like, no, I'm bleeding everywhere. I'll be back in a few minutes. But long story short, I won a Walmart gift card for $15, and I felt like I won in a sports movie. It was amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure your medical bills at that point probably kind of dwarfed the value of the card, but still, yeah.
It was fun, but man, I did not get home until midnight, and I was so tired the next day.
You have to work after that?
I did go to work after that,
no.
Yeah.
Because you said you get up at 3 in the morning to go to work.
What is it about Smash Brothers and high levels of body odor, specifically?
I think it just overlaps with, like, with esports and pro gaming and anime and just gamers in general, that they just don't, just nerd hobbies, they just don't bathe, they have poor hygiene, and they just like don't care that they have rancid BO.
I was like, really self-conscious about that, actually. I showered like 10 minutes before the event, and I literally rubbed deodorant all over my body because I knew I was gonna sweat.
I sweat a lot when I play too, but yeah, I'm very mindful of my habits, specifically because I'm insecure that I'm going to smell terrible. So
yeah, like wash your ass, please.
And when you go to an event, like a tournament or like a D&D or a Magic gathering, or you go to like a convention, like all, it gets really hot in there. Everybody's all crowded together. Everybody's body heat is just making the room hotter. And then it's even worse when you go somewhere where it's like 90 degrees outside. And just, oh my God, it's just fucking sweat city. And some place,
it was their fault for holding the con at Sweat City. Like, that was probably a poor choice.
The recent cons I've been to, I didn't like catch a whiff of like some nasty ass people, but in the past I've been around
concerts
like,
are even worse, especially
concerts.
If you go to like anything where people are like dancing or God forbid moshing, and it's disgusting. But those are fun, and that's a little bit different because of the expectations of the situation. I don't know. I just feel like it's like whenever you see a thread where someone posts like a picture from like either a venue or a store or like a K-pop performer or something, and they're like, guys, when you come to this thing, for the love of God, can you please just shower once?
Like,
just go within a mile's distance of a deodorant and just like attempt.
A lot of cons will put that as a disclaimer. It's like, please take a shower. Please have good hygiene at your hotel and, put on deodorant.
And it's fucking embarrassing. It makes me never want to game again. It makes me like want to quit all of my nerdy hobbies. It's just awful.
Because I think it's gotten
smell bad.
Because they don't shower and they eat greasy stuff and they just kind of hang out.
No. It's intentional. They use it as a defense mechanism in the tournament, and if they can make their opponent's eyes burn bad enough, they have a higher chance of winning. Because if you're distracted,
so you mean like the Animal Kingdom
by
sense.
How someone smells, then the other player is going to be thrown off while you're kicking their ass.
That's actually
that
like
happened to me in one of my matches. The person I was going against smelled like moldy cheese, and I'm kind of distracted by how they smell, and they just kept getting the jump on me because I'm just like, oh, it smells bad, and then I'm like, oh wait, I gotta pay attention.
That's actually a strategy, what you're describing, that was posited in the Yu-Gi-Oh card scene, because there's a card in Yu-Gi-Oh that forces you have to shake hands with your opponent, and then people were posting hypotheticals of like, well, what if like a guy when he draws that card, and then right before he shakes his opponent's hand, he like rubs his hand all over in his ass crack, and then the guy has to shake the other dude's hand with the ass crack hand. Well, no, they had to like, when they posited that, it was like, okay, they had to ban the card, so like that can't happen. But I think in recent years at like big tournaments and big cons, it's gotten better. Like, I haven't really smelled really stinky people at something like PAX in recent years. So,
well, you know what they say though, is that if you can't smell any of the stinky people, maybe you're the stinky person.
Oh my God.
In that situation,
really take a shower.
Oh,
like it's more local stuff when you start running into like at a college or something, you start running into like the stinky D&D players or
that
whatever.
That is true. Mm-hmm. Speaking of smelly people, my roommate or my prior roommate, he liked to hold gaming events, and he rented out like this conference room in a hotel, which was the day after I did that Smash Bros tournament. So I'm riding on 3 hours of sleep. After I get off work, I immediately go to his gaming event because he wanted me to. And it wasn't bad. We played some board games and stuff, but I ducked out early because there was two people that smelled like cheeks, bro. Like, straight up butt.
I thought you were about to say cheese. They smell like
that
cheese.
Too. They smell like cheese, man.
Yep, but cheese. Like, bodies do kind of smell like cheese.
The room was big
point.
Enough. I was able to deal with it for a bit, but the turning point in me is I really had to go to the bathroom, and I went to the one bathroom that was available to us. One of the smelly people used the bathroom before me.
No.
Dear God. I have never seen so much piss on the toilet seat. They didn't even lift it up to piss. They literally just, there was pools of yellow, like bright yellow dark piss all over the toilet seat. It's like he just decided to pressure wash the outer ring of the toilet instead of actually make it into the bowl, and it was just terrible. And I'm like, all right, that's it. I'm going home. I went home so I can go to the bathroom in peace.
You're giving me flashbacks, man, from my old theater job. Oh, God.
So I think we can properly establish, by the way, with this reboot here, that we're going to have, like, literally exactly zero women in the audience. Okay. So, yeah, just getting that out of the way.
What's woman? Yep.
Woman?
Women are real?
Women?
I thought that was, like, the whole VTuber thing where people would pretend to be women. They're actually, like, not just an internet fad.
Quarksis.
Okay.
I'll make sure to timestamp this for him and send it to him.
Oh, yeah, please do. Yeah, he knows what he's doing. Yeah. I'm onto his game, and I appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah, it's not a criticism. I understand. One of our buddies does that a lot, but not as a chick, though, which is kind of weird, which is Merriweather, who just, like, is a guy and could play a woman as his VTuber avatar, but plays a dude. Like, what's
Merriweather
up with that?
Is a beautiful, beautiful person.
There are male VTubers. It's not like they don't exist.
I've never heard of one in my entire life.
Yeah, TJ, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Stop being wrong.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. No. I'm kidding. Okay. No, but all right. So, ironically, never noticed a male. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, in the chat at discord.t1podcast.com, the Bad Spoon says, yeah, he's never seen one either. I'll believe it when I see it, but
you guys are just in bubbles. Like, you never, like, venture outside of that bubble, so you don't see it.
Well, so do you. That's everyone on the planet.
Hey, what is wrong with liking bubbles, okay?
What's wrong with liking hot anime waifus in particular and not wanting to, like, watch the dudes? Like, I don't understand.
I didn't say that was bad.
What, TJ? You like dicks over boobs? Is that it, huh?
I'd never said that.
You implied
it? No los dos.
I think you guys are projecting onto me.
Probably.
Okay. All right. So let's move on from, like, BO and just, like, ass cracks and smelly people.
Hey guys, welcome to the first piss cast. Today we have
there is a piss podcast of, like,
yeah, the Peapod.
From the Peapod, where I think it's Kaya from the official podcast, and, like, some of
Kaya Orson 1488 or whatever his name is. Yeah.
One of his they just, like, to take the piss out of the podcasting scene, he and, like, some other people just record themselves taking a piss, and then they just put it on Spotify.
Yeah.
I should do that for next episode.
I think they put it on Anchor, right? Because they make a little bit of money from it.
I know, but then it ends up on Spotify because it's, like,
yeah,
the way they
I think the idea there is to kind of game the system to make beer money. And
yeah,
just making as
much money as possible with little effort as possible.
Yeah.
This has been a solid 30 minutes of piss talk. I appreciate it.
So they don't talk, they just record themselves streaming.
Yeah, guys, entertain the audience. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, guys. If you have any questions for this wonderful,
if you have any
questions
for this wonderful,
if you have any questions
for this wonderful,
if you have any questions
for this wonderful,
if you have any questions for this wonderful.
All right. Now recording.
Sounds like I'm listening to an advertisement for Wild Waves or something like that.
I don't get the TJ.
It's not a reference. He's just doing, like, a dumb announcer voice. This is like, he's like, oh, hey, kids, okay. Why don't you go buy this thing?
You just said a local place that's near our location, so thanks for that.
There's Wild Waves all over the fucking country, man.
Why haven't you uploaded to Feetpedia as of recent? Well, you see, Clef, as we build a larger audience, I want to kind of capitalize off of that, and when I finally upload to Feetpedia, I want there to be a sizable reaction.
Oh, I think he just gave you a hint. He mentioned sizable.
I thought it was WikiFeet, unless there's another fucking foot Wikipedia or whatever.
Can we do, like, one subject that's not gross? Like, just one?
I mean, I have more that are not gross. It's just Smash Bros. And body odor go hand in hand. I'm sorry.
They really do. It's too bad.
I loved the tournament, though. I had fun despite being exhausted. It was a great time.
Yeah, I've always had fun at those kind of events, and I'm not, like, a great player. of the game by any means. I don't think I'd choose Little Mac. I don't think he's high up there in the tier rankings at that point anymore. Or are you just doing the Karen tier thing? Where
I honestly just play Little Mac because I like how fast he is able to dodge. That's literally it.
He's like the new low Karen tier god.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that's a decent strategy in Ultimate because they've released a lot of patches and stuff. So over time, the characters kind of get more balanced.
You should be like
a lot of people. A lot of people try to edgeguard Little Mac, and they always forget that when you counter, he projects himself forward really hard, like really far, and people would always throw a projectile at me, and I would counter the projectile like off the map, and it would just bring me right back onto the stage, and they would get mad.
I had a really dorky gamer dream recently, and you're going to hear how dorky it is, but I had a dream that fucking Sakurai came out, and he's like, we're gonna do one last fighter pack, the childhood special pack, and it was like fucking Goku, Master Chief,
Shrek.
And it was not Shrek. No,
what was the third one?
I think it was Ratchet and Clank, or something like that.
Ooh.
And to be completely fair, when I got up, I thought to myself that was really dorky, but I'm actually disappointed that that's not the case.
I thought you were going to say dorky in the case where you had like a wet dream about Samus or Samus.
Oh, no, I had a wet dream about Sakurai.
Sakurai.
Okay. Wait, you just said Samus. It's Samus. Okay, I will beat
the
shit.
I corrected myself.
Out of you.
I know. I said it like the Melee announcer. I'm sorry.
Samus.
I'm so it's ingrained.
Super
like
Smash Bros. Melee.
Like the pronunciations by a Japanese man speaking English from a GameCube game is embedded in my head, and I say all the characters' names wrong because of him.
By the way, fun little tangent before we get into things. You guys know who the announcer of Smash Bros. Ultimate is, right?
Xander Mobius?
Okay. So,
I mean, Mobius, not Mobius.
Mobius, yeah. Okay, so have you guys ever looked at a picture of him?
Yeah, I've seen pictures of him.
He does not look like that kind of person. Like, he's got, like, this Mario kind of voice. Welcome to Smash Brothers.
The whole joke, like, the trope of, like, the radio announcer, and then you see what he really looks like, and he doesn't match his voice at all.
No, but it's really cool. Like, you don't expect to hear that voice from him. Yeah. It's like if you watch a Bryn Daniel video, and you expect him to sound like, hey, I'm Brendan. And he's, it's like, it's very interesting.
Did you do it? Did you do it? Did you crunch the numbers? You did the research? You put the time in? You crunched the research? Did you do the numbers? Did you fact check yourself? Did you rewrite history?
Did you crunch the numbers? Did you research it? Did my own research. Looked up a couple of things the other day. Took me about 10 minutes. Found exactly what I needed to find.
You know, something that somebody pointed out to me that I never realized was
I'm gonna regret these impressions. Yeah, go
do
ahead.
You know that old YouTube series from like the early, I'd say like late aughts, early 2010s? It was like a parody of like There Will Be Blood and Smash Bros. It was called There Will Be Brawl. I never realized that the guy that played Ganondorf in that, it's like a really like adult parody of Smash Bros. But the guy that plays Ganondorf, that's Xander Mobius, like years before he was the announcer at Smash Bros.
Yeah, he's been all over the place, dude.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
I did notice someone is in the audience right now, by the way.
Oh.
And no, it's not James Miller. That's not, he's not important.
Yeah, who cares about him?
Yeah. Hey, don't rope me into your guys' shit.
We're going to start beef with beef.
I don't want to burn bridges, come on.
We're going to start beef for no reason.
Mm-hmm. No, it's Madison, dude. It's our old co-host.
Madison? I don't remember Madison.
Well, they're okay. I'm not gonna
equals Madison.
I'm doing a bit, Lars. I know who it is.
Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and tread lightly here.
Yep.
And I'll just say that this person was known as a different name during the early episodes, but this person was also the first host of the podcast for 150 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool.
Ohan.
Thanks
for
listening.
We'll see how long it takes Lars to kick me off the show.
Yeah. She says she can't hear anything, though. Troubleshooting. Oh, this is bringing back memories. Okay. So, do you guys want to get into it, or?
Hey, I'm the only one that didn't plan on anything, so I don't have any topics. So you just
talk about whatever you want. Like, I got a topic that I want to talk about it on the same level that Andrew likes to talk about Hypnospace Outlaw.
I mean, so I got five more topics if you're ready to go. I don't care.
No, go. Like, if you want to get into something, let's because you had a list of stuff.
Yeah. Hey, TJ. So I'm not gonna say the name of this restaurant, but last Sunday a local pizza place burnt down on my way home from work, and I look over as I'm driving down the freeway and the flames are like 30-40 feet in the air, and I'm kind of horrified seeing a gigantic fire like that.
I've never seen a building burning down actively.
It was scary.
I've seen shit like that before, and there was a few years ago, there was a local gas station that I'm not going to name the name of that like went up in flames like that. So
much as it turns out to be like Arco or like
I called
Chevron.
My fiance and I talked to her and I'm like, hey, insert fiance's name here.
Somos.
The local pizza place, insert local pizza place's name here.
Dr. Mario
is on fire and burning down. And she's like, oh my goodness, which place? And I tell her the name, and she hysterically starts laughing, and she's like, good, those people were assholes.
Oh, God.
Apparently, they were like the most rude people running the restaurant, and they did horrible customer service, and if you ever got like orders wrong, they would just say, too bad, take your food anyway.
Is that the pizza place that used to be a Sherry's?
Yes.
Oh, God.
And one time, my fiance's father, insert fiance's father's name here.
Ganondorf.
He ordered a large pizza from them, and they gave him a small pizza, and they refused to give him the large pizza, even though he paid for it and showed them the receipt. So she said, good riddance, and I'm glad that they burnt down.
Yeah, I'm no selling it right now, because I've already been told this information, but... Yeah, that's a weird response to say that. I mean, I get that the pizza place is not great, but I don't wish death upon them.
Oh no, but, everyone was okay. I also told her that as well.
Oh,
I'll make that clear.
Oh, I thought everyone died. Okay,
no. One died. Like,
you're with an insane person, literally.
And I already talked to Quirksies about the person that died on the freeway in the last episode. Go check that out. But no one in the pizza fire died, okay? We'll see what I have next week to talk about people dying or fire or whatever.
Yeah, if you want to know what he's talking about, like the specific address of it is 308 Negro Arroyo Lane.
Hey, don't use that language on the show.
Again, TJ, I understand that you're black, but just like, come on, man. Just
stop using the word.
Okay, yeah. Pars, do you... Do you not remember that's the address of the house from Breaking Bad? Like,
yes,
Remember the time, Lewis, where we did math?
Yeah, the thing that Tristan and I are doing right now is we're busting your balls, bud. We know.
Okay.
What?
You guys are just...
What, do you want us to continue? Like, are you getting off on it? You're just like...
You guys are just fixated on balls and penises all the time.
Yeah, you got a problem with it? Life is hard. So is a dick. I relate. Damn.
Can't put that as a cold open.
Please don't. You're going to make me sound like the most horrible person every episode.
I didn't even think about that. Because,
is that going to be like your new bit? Every episode is just a cold open of me saying the most heinous shit?
Yeah, I kind of thought about like if we have you sign on full time, that maybe like every episode the cold open, the new tradition for the reboot era, can just be like the worst thing that you said that episode in the beginning.
I love
just
that.
No context at all.
So far, we have fascism, the Quirks' episode. You're probably going to talk about me crashing into a minivan full of children. And this episode, it's just going to be dicks. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, you were talking about Breaking Bad, right?
Yeah. Yes, I was.
continue.
That is the address of Walter White's house. That's just all I wanted to say.
Yo, Mr. Nice. White, we need to smoke some crack, bitch.
It is kind of funny that, like, not that Breaking Bad's not allowed as a topic. It's just also, like, a very old show at this point, and it's not related to the show at all, and we brought it up every episode so far.
Yeah. It's still relevant in the meme world, everybody.
Why do you keep bringing it up every episode, TJ? Have you even watched the whole show?
Well, I think I was the one who brought it up in at least two of those cases, though.
Oh, I'm looking at the chat right now. Barack Obama asks, Lars, do you still have an obsession with Annie from Community?
Annie's really young. We try not to sexualize her.
Okay.
Let's cut that bit.
I've never watched Community, so I don't know.
That's a quote from the show, Tristan.
Oh, okay. I've never seen the show.
Yeah, hey, guys, if you haven't seen Community, that's not even a hidden gem at this point. It's just a gem. I highly recommend it.
Okay, shows. I gotta talk about this. I'm pumped. Okay. So I've been in this weird conundrum every day when I get home from work where I don't really want to start a new show because I don't like committing to things. So I've grown to get really, really picky, and it's kind of bad because even though I do want to watch shows, I never end up watching anything because I'm just so picky. But I finally decided to sit my ass down and be like, all right, you're picking something. I went on Hulu and I found this sitcom series called Extraordinary. And it is so good. I literally watched the entire first season in one sitting. It is a sitcom, but everyone in the universe has like superpowers, but the superpowers kind of suck ass. So,
it's like useless.
They're like disabilities.
It's like useless superpowers. What we used to do on the show.
Yeah, I think we did about 100 episodes of that. Okay, this may intrigue me.
So. I wanted to bring that up because Lars used to do his bit with the useless superpowers talking about, like, what if you could fly but only fly 1 inch off the ground? Like, that's kind of pointless.
Yeah, because you can already jump.
Minor spoiler alert in case anyone wants to watch this show. There's this...
All right, I disconnected him before he could give away the whole plot. Okay.
Man, I'm so tired of that fucking Tristan guy.
Me too. All right. Oh, there he is. Okay. Let me invite him back in. It's a little bit more involved to do this now that there's a stage. Oh, there we go. Okay.
So, I don't know what happened. I think I got kicked out.
I think your internet had a hiccup there.
Yeah. I think there's an auto spoiler detection on Discord now. I think that's what happened.
Yeah, okay. I think there was some sunspots and, like, the solar wind came and some alpha particles went through your computer, and it just had a very slight glitch, and it turned your ones into zeros, and your Discord just, like, fucked up.
Okay, so to continue on my tangent, this gigantic mammoth of a man, him and his friends, they're all, like, extreme geeks, are trying to become superheroes to stop crime and mainly just get bitches. That's literally what they say. And this one guy is, like, asking if they could help him get back into his apartment because he locked his keys inside, and they're, like, reluctantly saying okay because they wanted to help women, but all the women kept telling them to buzz off because they were being kind of creepy. And this guy's superpower, like, the gigantic person, he can phase through walls.
Yeah.
But his downside is he can only do it if he's butt-ass naked. And him and his friends, they're like, okay, we got you. We'll block everyone from seeing you. We'll stand, like, in front of you as you phase through this wall, get this guy his keys and let him back in his apartment. He gets partially through the wall and he gets stuck in the wall because it's too thick for him to phase fully through. So they're all standing there. They turn around and look, and this guy's ass is just sticking out of the wall, and it's gigantic.
Here we go, back to butts.
Everyone's losing their shit, but they all eventually just decide to leave. And
I'm gonna mount your butts onto me wall.
He was stuck in the wall for 27 hours, and someone took a picture of his ass and sold the copyright as an NFT. So some person now owned the copyright of his ass as he was being taken out of the wall, like, a full day later. And I don't know, that just That's like the type of shenanigans in a show I enjoy, because it's superhero content, but there's a lot of like funny downsides to it, instead of it just being like a huge mess of CGI action. And it's just nice. It's a nice, refreshing take on the superhero genre.
Speaking of which,
I'm thinking of the dude from Mystery Men that could turn invisible, but only when people weren't looking at him.
Yeah, useless.
Yep.
Useless, 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 useless! Okay, so my question is, speaking of superhero shenanigans, what would... We talked about this on Nick's last episode. What would be your stand?
Oh, stando.
Yeah, or yeah, you can do it in the wee boy if you want.
I mean, how about
we have to come up with the name for it, so it has to be
I don't know what you mean.
Referencing an album or like a musician or something.
Oh, I just assume everyone has seen every season of JoJo at this point.
Oh, you're asking which stand that a specific character has.
What would be your stand? Like as a Hamon user.
Oh, okay.
Because remember, mine was Duran Duran, which is that I could put anything in between my hands and turn it into double that thing.
Oh, okay.
Tristan, are you familiar with the premise of the show?
So if you held two penises, would you double it and have like two of them on the guy's body that you're holding it from?
I bet Tristan's stand would be a butthole surfer.
That's okay. It sounds ridiculous, but that's actually, yeah, because they're all band names, so...
That is
actually
a band name.
Yeah, the butthole servers.
No, my stand name would be Meatloaf, because I'm a vegan, and it's ironic. And all I would do is just shoot Meatloaf out of my hands. And
the stands can be names of songs, too, or, like, albums.
Or they can be more creative than that, yeah, you're right. Yeah. My stand is Meatloaf, and that means I can shoot out Meatloaf.
That's my stand, okay?
Okay. Do you want some time to answer that next episode?
What, the stand thing?
Yeah, I would have to think about it. I mean, I'd want to bring back the useless
superpower. Come on.
Oh, yeah, we can do that too. In fact, we should do both.
Well,
it's not a difficult thing to respond to, guys.
I'm proud of my topics. Smash Bros. Body odor, pizza place burning down, and this guy's ass being stuck in the wall in this superhero show called Extraordinary. Go check it out. It's on Hulu.
Okay.
Are you like a shill for them?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'd do a funny answer like even like with a recent album where like I'd have a stand called Scare in the Hose, which is like that new Danny Brown JPEG Mafia album that's coming out. So just scare women instantly or something like that. Or like
I don't have to try to scare women. I do that naturally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, yeah, that's already going to stand.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
I hear a voice in my head. Who is that?
Hello?
It's very quiet.
Lars, I want to warn you before we get too far, Lars, that I don't have headphones that will connect to my PC, so I'm doing this sans headphones. So I probably shouldn't stay for very long, or if I do... Nobody should be talking at the same time as me, because it's gonna it's gonna mess up the editing.
Madison,
I'm not
buddy.
Wearing
we got
it's
the
coming out
we,
of my.
We have the Craig recording. You're fine. You don't need to record.
I know, but it's gonna have the backup audio on my sound because my speakers are straight from the speaker to the mic, as they say. You remember Lars? We always used to say that.
Yeah, that was your classic line. Yeah,
that was my classic line. Straight from the speakers to the mic.
Classic Madison.
Hey, so can you explain why you're on the call all of a sudden? Like, can you give some context for people who are tuning in?
So I just got a notification on my phone that said, like, now recording. And I was like, without me, I will not have it. I will not stand for it.
No, we just turned the mic on in your phone and we're just recording you as you do your daily business.
Yeah,
my daily business, running a healthcare company.
Pooping.
Can we go 5 minutes without toilet humor?
No, I don't think so.
Ice cream,
hey,
scooping, shitting,
yes,
pooping. Hey, I feel like the goat.
Hey, Lars.
Yeah.
Hey, Lars, can you hear me?
Got so much money, I feel like I gotta poop.
I can hear you. What are you talking about, TJ? Let
those are rap lyrics.
Okay. Yeah, we can hear you, bud.
So what's the deal with airline food?
Oh, right? My God. I can't take this anymore.
Looks like we got a comedian on the podcast.
Looks like we've got a comedian on the podcast. Stay tuned to find out what happens next. What's Madison gonna do?
By the
way. Hold on. I'm actually an expert in this.
Here it comes.
Old sitcoms?
I got a mechanical keyboard.
We can't hear it at all, buddy.
Can't hear it.
This bit is ruined because the noise suppression on Discord stops it at this point. It only worked back during our old ghetto recording process.
Just my keyboard.
Yeah. You'd have to turn off the crisp for that. That's okay, though.
It'll get picked up in the recording.
Yes.
Lars, are you still using your Rode Podcaster?
Yeah. I'm speaking right into it right now.
I have my boom with my Rode Podcaster on it. And so I have this set up for my Zoom calls for when I have meetings. Mm. And everybody's like, did you used to be a podcaster? And I'm like, oh, it's a long story. And they're like, not interested. And then it's like, I don't get to tell it. But
I thought you were going to say, well, oh, you can tell because of my dulcet tones on this wonderful microphone.
You could tell because of the improved quality of the Rode Podcaster versus other such microphones. But
by the way, to anyone in the audience who's looking for a mic that's actually really good.
Lars, I just came up with a stand name.
Rode Podcaster?
No, Chocolate Starfish. And the hot dog water. God.
You're obsessed with poop, TJ. You're obsessed with poop.
It's a Limp Bizkit album.
Do we need to just change this to the poop cast?
Chocolate Starfish.
He can't stop saying it. He has to say it.
No, that's how Fred Durst says it on his album.
Okay. Thank you.
So, this has been a hell of an episode, and I'm confused, and it's interesting talking to Lars and Madison after so long.
Hi. Teej, I think you're more of a wide-body Mustang type of guy. What do you mean by that?
He called you a fat ass.
By the way, Tristan,
I'm the least fat
like
person here.
Why did you sound like a castrated deer when you said that? You're like, well, it's great to talk to both of you, I guess.
Both of these.
Lars.
He's
been canceled.
Oh, jeez, Rick.
Oh, Madison, have you heard the news about that show? Because it's
not great.
No, not great.
Not great.
No, Madison's been living under a rock.
Yeah.
Madison moved to Iraq?
No, that's not a funny joke.
Are you still living in that that dark apartment with all the lights shut off?
No, I've moved. I've moved twice since then.
Okay, good. Okay.
But when I moved to a different city, and when I moved here, my apartment was a micro studio. It was 180 square feet.
You living in Sweat City now?
I live in a different city now.
Okay.
That was a reference to earlier.
It was a callback to earlier.
Yeah, we were talking about a Smash Brothers tournament where people had pretty bad BO, which can be expected.
But now I moved to a bigger apartment because I deserve it, and I want to treat myself to nice things, Lars. Like lights. And
electricity.
And electricity.
Wait, is there indoor plumbing this time?
There's indoor plumbing and outdoor plumbing, and I'm not an alien.
That's exactly what an alien would say, okay?
I'm not an alien, and more than this, if I was an alien, I wouldn't tell you.
You sound like an alien. No, okay, so I actually listened to the 100th episode that we did recently, and at one point... You were talking about this apartment, and you had mentioned that like you unplug everything from the outlet when you didn't use it. And
I remember that. Yeah.
At one point, it was really funny because like you mentioned how you were going to potentially toy with the idea of just unplugging the oven,
the stove,
oven.
Next, unplug your grandpa.
And I was trying to explain that's actually a pretty difficult thing to start up, and it's not like. you have to relight the pilot light, and it's like a whole process. It probably took you about an hour. Yeah.
Well, we never ended up doing it. We looked into it. We pulled the stove back, and it was not plausible. Nope. That much I can tell you. That it was not plausible. It wasn't.
Oh, hey, there's a train going by.
And then we'll just insert the effect.
No, like yeah. There's an actual train going by.
The Thomas the Tank Engine theme starts playing.
What is it with the Thomas and the Tank Engine theme that goes with every song ever made?
When they mashed it up with like a Biggie Small, like Notorious B.I.G., and they smashed it up with Busta Rhymes, and then
Will Smith. Oh, there's another reference that has not aged well. Jeez.
What?
Oh, how long are we going for, Lars?
As long as you want.
Oh.
Oh, there is a topic we're going to get to, and Madison, I'll just kind of preface this by saying, if you have a cutout point, this might be the time to do it, unless you're familiar with something called stable diffusion.
No, I'm not familiar with stable diffusion.
Okay.
Hold on. Hold that thought.
Gonna go Google it.
Hold that thought. I'm swallowing some pills.
I was planning on bouncing around 6 because I got stuff to do tonight. I didn't anticipate recording at 5 earlier today.
Hey, Lars?
Yeah.
I propose that we don't talk about what you just said and we talk about me for the next, like, 2 hours.
Oh, great.
Does that work for everybody?
Yeah, we won't be here, but you can stay here. That's fine.
You can talk to yourself.
Cool. So for the rest of the episode, we're just going to be talking about myself.
Yeah.
And what I've been up to and my hobbies and interests.
Yeah.
And
we won't release it and it'll never get out to the public. But yeah, you can do it.
Cool. Cool.
Well, what the hell is happening?
I don't know. Just Madison showed up in the chat and said, invite me to the stage. And I did.
Kind of was and wishing we could also bring James in here, but I think he would just play fart reverb over and over again on his soundboard. Yeah.
I think he's gone now anyway.
Yeah. We scared him off.
Hey,
oh,
Lars.
Someone in the audience is saying, why don't you go on a long monologue about what stable diffusion is, Lars? I'm kind of tempted to do that, but we're running out of time, so we might have to hold off until...
Yeah, I got time for like maybe one more small topic, and then we got to wrap it up.
What time are we at?
Right now, it's 53 minutes in. Yeah.
Cool. So we'll just talk for like another 2 hours about me then?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I think we can just go ahead and dick tease it for next time. And I'll just say this to the audience, which is that if you've been tuning in for a while, you may have remembered the episode that we did with a creator named Jabrils. And his shtick at the time was machine learning and AI and its practical implications into modern technology. And if that sounds dry, well, in a way it is, but he was talking about the potential for the future of that. And actually, Madison and myself talked to him extensively about what we could potentially do with this. Like Madison at one point said, could you make a game out of just like prompts and a concept? And he said,
right. And now you can.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about that a lot lately, Lars. And it's crazy what you can do with it now.
It is. And here's the thing. Again, if you're listening in the audience, if you don't know what it is, go ahead and Google stable diffusion. And just to be clear, if your idea of what AI can produce is based on your like DALL-E and that kind of like kind of slapdick kind of stuff that is interesting and funny.
slapdick
humor. That's...
Yeah. But is just not that great. It is getting scary good, like to the point where I'm worried about the singularity happening in like the next 72 hours kind of.
I'm
good.
Excited for the singularity, to be honest. Yeah. Everyone's shitting their pants over the singularity. I'm waiting for it to happen.
Oh, Madison, I'll go ahead and show it to you. Since you weren't here for this.
Polaris has developed the first general AI, and it's rapidly expanding its intelligence to surpass even the most intelligent of humans, and now we're moving towards a singularity.
Well, All jokes aside, I've been working on a video game using AI about this podcast.
Oh, did you do it in PowerPoint, though?
PowerPoint, that's right.
Okay, well...
I'll send it to you.
Okay. Well, the good news about PowerPoint is that it's only a couple kilobytes for a file.
You remember when I sent it? I did that, and I sent it to you, and it was like 24 kilobytes for the whole thing.
Yeah.
We'll have to roll the dice and decide what the next topic is.
It's a notepad. A notepad document. It's like one byte.
Well, let me show you, by the way, Madison. This is something that my computer was able to produce in 10 seconds.
Where are you sending
Please
it
don't
to?
Send it.
I'm going to put it in the recording chat.
Are you texting it to me? Are you texting it?
No, it's going to be in the recording chat.
Is this coming through text message? SMS?
Through text powers to and Discord. Okay.
Let's
so
take a look.
Just to clarify, this is a chicken made out of fried chicken.
I don't see it. Oh, there we go. Oh, I love that stuff. Yeah. If you follow me on InstaShit, you'll see I'm like obsessed with that. Hey, I'm an alien. I literally am. So, I mean, I'm not one, but if I was.
This is the kind of food you'd eat.
Yeah, this is because my people.
Yeah.
Man, would you eat, you know that scene in Seinfeld where Newman is hallucinating and there's like a turkey with head on that?
Let's say I do.
Yeah. TJ, you know who you
are? No, I don't know that one. I don't. Maybe I do know that one. Actually, that sounds super familiar.
You don't remember that?
I do. No, I do. I do remember that.
You know what you remind me of, TJ?
What?
Peter Griffin.
Oh, God. Every episode, we got to circle back to Family Guy.
Yeah. No, because you're the guy who says... You remember that time? What and you bring up a reference, and it is something that we've never heard of in most cases.
Wait, you've never heard of Seinfeld?
No, hey, I've heard Spaghetto. Of Seinfeld. No, that was not an example.
Hey,
of that.
Spaghetto. Hey, Spaghetto.
What?
Hey, when are we hanging out?
Hold on, let me drop my address in recording chat.
Oh,
cool. I'm at
308 Negro Royal.
Yeah, here we go.
Stop saying that word on the show.
No more racism, TJ, please.
For everybody in the audience who's wondering what my profile picture is, it's a suitcase. It's a Frankenstein suitcase. You remember
this, Lars? Oh, God, we're bringing this back.
Yeah, let's not spend too much time on that, but it is true. Yeah, I've never heard of someone who has such a fondness for luggage.
That's not what I'm talking about. That was an awful bit that we did, and let's never talk about it again. I just like that I made a Frankenstein suitcase using old suitcase parts, and I thought that it was hilarious and worth bringing up over and over.
Stop, please. It's so bad.
Stop it. Spaghetto, why do you hate me?
Jesus.
When are we hanging out?
What is Stop. It? Hate me.
I'm getting so much whiplash. What is happening?
All right.
You hate me.
All right, to get back on track. Okay. So, again, if you're listening to this, go Google it and look up what's happening literally like right now, not just what happened when the technology came out. Because we're getting to a point pretty quickly where we can
the technology
just...
came out. I'm so proud of them.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Good for them. Technology was like, I'm gay. Yeah.
Yeah, we can isolate that times. Clip.
Yeah.
Good times.
Oh, yeah.
Set yourself up for that one.
Yeah, I'll put it at the end if anyone wants to you know, isolate that for their own purposes. That's fine. And so just go check that out because it's getting... really, really interesting. And it's something that I could probably spend all day doing and all day talking about, but we're running out of time. So we'll go ahead and save that for
we only
future.
Have 2 hours left.
Oh.
You're right. Preston?
Spaghetto has balls. Madison has luggage. Tej has bad internet and Lars has stable diffusion.
I don't have luggage and I just said that that was an awful bit, and we should never talk about it
just
again.
Just emotional
baggage.
And here
you are talking about it again, Spaghetto. And it makes me very, very upset. And it makes me think that you hate me. That's why I think that you hate me.
And when are you hanging out?
And when are we hanging out? Lars, I'm going to be in town in April. 420 for 420 weekend, not related to the weed thing.
Oh, the sex number. Okay.
You bring a weed with you?
No, yeah, I'm not bringing weed with me.
Seriously, text me if you want. I'll be around.
All right, I'm just going to go every day, Lars.
I text you every day and you ignore me.
Yeah. Yeah, you send me stuff.
You going to go get the milk that Lars went out to get and then he went missing for a year?
By the way, I still haven't explained at all why I was gone. And the audience has no context for that unless they've been on the Discord server. And they don't know where Doplex is. And they don't know where Kudos is. None of this has been communicated.
For them to appear in relatively soon on this podcast so that we could explain everything that happened.
I also just randomly came back as a guest and then I'm just here now.
Yeah. Well, he never left. And it was kind of like, he just kept showing up. So... I was like,
Spaghetto, are you a host?
You're here.
That's a good question, Lars. Is Spaghetto a host?
Is Spaghetto a host?
Probably. Am I a host?
Well, this is not like an update to that one episode we did years ago where it was just the four of us, but like I said, it's old hat at this point.
Hey, Lars.
Yes.
Ask me a question.
All right. As a Jewish person, what do you think?
Just what do I think?
Yeah, just what do you think?
It's very nuanced. All right, ask another.
That's all I got, bud. Sorry.
All right.
By the way, we're getting past an hour, and this is actually going to add to the editing work because a random fourth person just kind of appeared. So I think we
I have no idea how much editing the second half is going to take. I'm so sorry, Lars.
Yeah, let's wrap here.
Hey, Spaghetto, when are we hanging out?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my gosh.
You should just end it there.
What? No, let's give out the show source.
No, all right, pull up. Pull up right now. Let's go. Pull up.
Pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up.
I'm not close. Gay.
Do you have like a TikTok or something?
Oh, yeah, TikTok at Spaghetto's World. Please go follow. I just started it. Thank you.
Spaghetto at worldstar.hiphop.net.
Speaking of, I'm fucking gay, but by the way, have you guys listened to the Tiny Meat Gang podcast?
I'm gay.
I don't keep up with it as I should.
There
aren't as much
many
as
other
I should.
Podcasts except for the first podcast.
Gay. Yeah.
Not sure if I'm gay.
I don't know. I like those guys. They got a good sense of humor. I don't, and they kind of keep me up to date on the rap game. Yeah, what's up?
Since we're talking about other podcasts, there is a development that I'd like to mention because it is related to us. So you said, like, oh, nobody knows what happened to Doplex. Have you seen, like, what his editing job is now?
Hugbees.
What? No, that was just the collab he did.
No, he edits for Hugbees.
But he's well, okay, what I'm going to say is that he edits for Cold Ones.
Yeah.
He edited the recent Cold Ones.
Okay, episode. TJ, shut the hell up so we can end the episode.
Okay. The other episode of the first podcast all done. Pull up. Let's cut it here. This has been myself and Treston. I don't even know what voice I'm doing right now. And TJ, the sound guy, and Madison, the first host. And that's gonna do it. Tune in next week when we talk to who's the guest next time?
Oh!
I'm gay.